My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. It is Monday. Yes, it is. It is Monday. I have to tell you, I had to mentally start preparing for Monday morning at about Saturday at noon. So I went through all of my Monday emotions from Saturday noon until last night when I went to sleep, which was actually not exactly last night. But anyway, So I bear with you in perhaps your hesitation about facing another Monday, but I want you to know that we're going to get through this. It's going to be a good day. It is. It's going to be a good day. I've got a great program lined up for you. James Hurston is going to be with us. Can Elon turn the bird around? I don't know. We'll talk with James. He's our lawyer and our Hollywood psychiatrist. We'll get all of his thoughts coming out of Hollywood with James Hurston coming up. Kim Herman is with us from Southeastern Legal Foundation. news out is Eric Greitens was actually ambushed by the George Soros DA. And now, I mean, look, we knew that. We knew that was what was going on. But now there's actual documented evidence, emails that actually prove that he was ambushed. How about that? We'll talk about that with Kim coming up. Let's see. Bottom of the second hour. I think it's going to be me. I don't think I'm going to talk with you about is morality, is God, why isn't there any conversation in this election cycle about actually, you know, the thing that would fix all of the other stuff, and that is kind of the foundation of our nation again? I don't know. It's just a thought. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. Dick Morris is with us, top of the next hour. We'll get his thoughts on the pending election that is 8 days. 8 days. Yeah, if you're early voting here in Texas, and I know there's a mixed bag of tricks. There's, oh, well, don't early vote. Well, no early. I don't know. I've always early voted. I've always enjoyed early voting in Texas. I don't know why, just to have, and there you go. I do show up in person. I mean, I go to the polls. I show them my license. I present my identification and all that kind of good fun stuff. But anyway, there you go. I'm probably going to do that this week. I really am. I think so. I think I will. Okay, let's see. What else? Bottom of this hour. Oh, yeah, George Farrell is with us. Now, you may or may not know the name George Farrell, but I promise you that your vote has been influenced by the Black Pack, or the BLACPAC Pack, the GOP Black Pack. They are pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-free speech. If I could just spit it out, it'd be good. There you go. All right. Ready to bring on my dear friend who joins us, and those that are watching him laugh at me as I go through this opening phase. All right, so I'm going to drop one heavy hammer. This is out of 1 Corinthians 10. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and drink the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Something to reflect upon on this October 31st. That's 1 Corinthians 10:21. All right, Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me. I always enjoy being on, and particularly on Monday morning, because we get to talk about anything that might have happened over the weekend. And now you revealed that you went through Monday on Saturday, which seems rather cruel to do, but that's it's okay. The network sounds like it's doing really well, and I think you've got some new numbers that just show an expansion of your reach.
I do. I want to thank our incredible viewership at TECNTV.com. TECNTV.com. You guys are, well, you guys are incredible. And, you know, I gave several weeks ago, Rick, you were on here when I broke the challenge initially, and that was please share the program with a friend. Just with one friend. If each person would share with one friend, we would, you know, just grow our numbers. And then, of course, consider buying Pastor a cup of coffee. I'm still looking for more cups of coffee, and you can do that at paypal.me/PastorGreg. The donate button right here at chosengenerationradio.com. Just go up to the donate button, which is, I think, up here. Yeah, right up there. If you're watching at chosengenerationradio.com, let me know you're watching by making a $3 donation. Could you possibly do that, or five, or, well, if you want to do more than that, that'll be lovely. Or use Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. So our goal was to break 250,000 viewers for the week. And this past week, we did it. We actually hit 261,659. viewers. Now, I slid to second place for the week, and I want to congratulate Texas Fully Loaded, 49,664. And we came in second at 48,802. And then the TECN TV Channel 2 took third at 47,505. And the Exceptional Conservative came in at 34,492. Let the Truth Be Told at 26,542. Suzanne Monk came in at 21,063. Everything Home, my good friend Michelle Swinnick, 15,273. And then, Michelle just joined the network. Correct. Correct.
I've been on the air with her. She's really good.
She's great. Well, her and David Lowry were two recommendations that I had made to the network, and they're both having some great success. So I'm very excited. And proud of them and honored that they are a part of. And of course, Kenneth McClinton, my dear friend and our mutual friend, Kenneth McClinton, founder of the network. So good stuff going on with regards to that. Please continue to share the network and the program, because we got great programming. And I want to get into, man, there's a bunch of stuff. So there's the Pelosi story which, folks, if you understand San Francisco's political history at all, you have to understand that the majority of the power base in San Francisco, and there's a lot of story coming out now about the potential, hookup between Pelosi and this DePape. I don't know, but I can tell you this, and I grew up in the Bay Area, lived out there, lived through a lot of this over the course of the last 50 plus years. There is the homosexual influence on politicians in San Francisco, especially on the Democrat side, is huge. And the secrets that are in the closets of a large majority of them are real, unfortunately, and the perversion and the debauchery. Rick, it's these are real facts as it relates to the Democratic Party in San Francisco and its history.
That's true. You know, if you want to go back in time, you can see the movie Milk, which outlays Harvey Milk and his rise in politics, first homosexual mayor in San Francisco, played by Sean Penn. It was a movie about 10, 12 years ago. I don't recommend seeing the movie, but it's just a proof point that even Hollywood has institutionalized what you're saying. And quite honestly, I can tell you that it is inconceivable to me that the police don't know exactly what's going on in that situation, because Nancy Pelosi's house has walls out around them. The gate is a gate that has to be opened. The person would have had to breach a wall and then breach an interior, you know, interior, doors being locked. But more importantly, there's cameras everywhere.
Well,
cameras,
and I would have to guess that she would have private security. It would stun me if she didn't have some kind of private security at her home.
She does have Capitol Police who, if she's there, are there with her.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just talking about
they're very wealthy.
Very.
It is an area, let's just say, San Francisco itself has, there's nowhere you can go in San Francisco where you're not kind of besieged by a homeless population. And their situation is no different. And as a result, you know, hence the wall that they have around their house. So it's it's very difficult to believe that the surveillance that exists at that home, won't tell you the story.
That a practicing nudist in his underwear somehow managed to be, I don't know. I mean, I get it. Cat burglars, all that kind of stuff. I do understand that, but it just seems odd.
Odd indeed. So that's a, but that's a story that will undoubtedly get told as rapidly as Hunter Biden's laptops unwinds.
Well, as so Pelosi's DUI. I mean, I we're still waiting for the facts on whatever that was.
So it's a, so don't expect any news before, within the next 8 days, because it's not going to come out. That's just, you know, the system's, even more, you know, everybody's a Democrat in San Francisco, so there's not going to be, you know, independent looking at it. But, and everybody's part of the Pelosi machine. But, you know, it's one of those things you just sit there and it opens a window into some things that are happening every bit as much as when Pelosi opened up her $25,000, $30,000 freezer and showed all of her expensive ice cream that she was eating during the pandemic and basically telling all the rest of us, you know, it's not so bad. You just go to your freezer and you've got like a whole, you got so much ice cream.
The Baskin Robbins 31 flavors. All right. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, a couple of hard hitting things. One, the Brazil election results. And there's some, I think interesting things with regards to that. Bannon is like saying, hey, the guy shouldn't even give in yet. And Zeldin in New York, surprising. Surprising. Back with that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral gel tablets. Wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And, Rick, I'm going to jump right to this. I know I teased about Brazil, and we could talk about Brazil. It just bottom line is that we know it's got to be a fixed election. I have a good friend of mine there actually that talked about what happened in Brazil back in the early 2000s when the socialists took over in Brazil, and we were talking about the Obama election of 2008 and how stunned they were, knowing that Soros was the one that funded the toppling of Brazil and the ushering in of socialism into Brazil. And everyone in Brazil knew that Obama was a Soros puppet, at least a Soros-funded person, and couldn't believe that he was being allowed to run. Anyway, so at the end of the day, folks, that's the story in Brazil is that you have a socialist who has now been propelled in, who's Soros backed, and the China connection. And we can talk more about that maybe on Wednesday, and because I want to get to this story about this disabled Marine veteran who has been arrested and had his disability benefits canceled because the tyrannical Department of Injustice has filed charges of seditious conspiracy against a man by the name of Zach Rell, who's being represented by my friend Larry Klayman. And this is another one of those assaults, Rick. Just because somebody showed up to say, hey, I want my voice heard, I want my opportunity to speak against the things, the tyrannical and treasonous things that are being done to our country.
Yeah, I just want to put it into a simple perspective. He's been arrested. He's not been convicted of anything. And yet a federal government, which can't transfer information in between departments at all on anything, and loses your, if you've got dealing with them on anything, you know how hard it is to get things corrected. Somehow that federal government has moved ahead, and the VA, a totally separate department, has been notified, has managed to take action to cancel his benefits. And canceling the benefits of somebody who's fully disabled is, in many cases, it's a death sentence. It's a death sentence if you're not able to get the help, get the care you need. And I don't know what his disability is. What I do know is innocent until proven guilty used to mean something. Innocent until proven guilty is an assumption. And with this Biden government, you are guilty until you're proven innocent, and you can never be proven innocent because everybody who said that the election was ill-gotten by the Democrats has been declared to be guilty without trial. And that's what's happening here. And it's the fact is he's got a pretty darn good lawsuit against the Department of Veterans Affairs for canceling his benefits. But what a chilling effect to anybody who's on any kind of government support that if you're caught exercising your First Amendment, if you're caught saying, you know, hey, at a political rally for a candidate who does, who, you know, isn't in power, you at that point are risking your benefits. You're risking your capacity if you're on SSDI, the Social Security Disability Insurance. If you're risking your Social Security Disability Insurance, and, you know, which means your health care, you are at that. This is absurd. This is insane. This is a violation of everything we have been taught was true. And it's beyond dangerous. And the sad part is I'm not surprised and I'm not even outraged because there's so many instances of this same thing happening. The news here is that they've been able to do intergovernmental, communication enough to be able to take away his benefits without benefit of him even being, tried by a jury of his peers.
And, you know, it is unrighteous. It's unholy. It's just plain wrong is what it is. It's just plain wrong. You know, it's we the people have formed this government in order to create a more perfect union. We the people, not some entity. And you know, I was thinking about this morning, and we won't be able to develop this too much in the next minute, but this idea that, you know, oh, well, we're battling the establishment. You know, that is a 1960s term that was used by student revolutionaries to attack the people who actually held traditional values. Mm-hmm. People don't realize how much these words keep being stolen and hijacked. And now we, you and I, as traditional value, biblical minded, God fearing people are saying, oh, it's the establishment that's bad. No, the reality is we are the establishment. The government was established by we the people. They are usurpers and tyrants. And they have stolen what is rightfully ours. And that's what we're after. Rick Manning, thanks for being with me this morning. I greatly appreciate it. I got to take a break. I'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And, okay, now move your camera just a little bit, because now all I'm getting is, there you go, perfect.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
I am so excited to have my next guest with me. I want to thank Johanna Loeb for having connected us. Want to give her acknowledgement and props. She is just an incredible lady and brings together great people. And it's my sincere pleasure to have had the opportunity to get connected with my next guest. Now, I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to let him explain the organization, but you may not know Black Pack. You may not be familiar with blackpack.gop, but I promise you that as he explains to you the things that they have been engaged and involved in, you will be like, wow, they did that? They were a part of that? They made that difference? Yes, they did. And I want to welcome the founder, George Farrell, to the program. George, welcome. Great to have you with me. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much. I am so prayerful and so happy to be here. Thank you. And you're right. A lot of people do not know about Black Pack. So let me start with the name. The name Black Pack stands for Black Latin Asian Knowledge Political Action Committee. We also have Black Pack, BlackPack.gop, which is Black Latin Asian. Black Latin Asian Caucasian Knowledge Political Action Committee. We had to add the Caucasian in there, but we had to get some Latins and Asians into the Republican Party first, which was really tough. One of the reasons we started this, my wife is a partner with me. She's Costa Rican. Her name is Sandra Lopez. And I was always involved in politics because I was born in Washington, D.C. I go way back. I'm an old guy. I interned for Claiborne Pell, who only wore seersucker suits. Now, he was a Democrat, but back then Democrats were conservative. But he taught me a lot about politics when I was a very young man. Then I went on to build my career and retired to Florida, like a lot of people do, at the age of 40. And I decided not to get into politics. I did not want to get into politics. But we had an election in 1999. In 1996, Jeb Bush ran for governor and lost and thought there was going to be a cakewalk against Lawton Childs. And he lost when Lawton Childs told him that he clean rises early in the morning. And he came and took that election from Jeb, and Jeb was up by 6 points. So the next year I got involved in that election. I got a lot of Democrats to switch over to the Republican Party based on messaging, not based on Jeb, based on pro-choice, school choice, based on pro-Second Amendment, which a lot of people in Florida believe, and based on the freedoms of the Republican principles. So once we got them to switch over, we got a lot of politicians, black politicians, because let me give you a secret here. If I'm going on too long, let me know.
No, you're good.
Blacks are conservative. Blacks are already conservative. You don't have to convince them. You just have to share the ideals. It's not about the person with blacks or Latins. It's about the ideals. It's about the ideals and how you live. So if you live as a pro-choice person, a pro-Second Amendment, then they will agree with you. I mean, most Latins and most Hispanics come from Catholic countries. It's not hard to convince them about pro-life issues or pro-school choice or pro-Second Amendment issues because they're already conservative. What you have to do is show them that you're living conservative and that you're living in God's word. And if you do that and they can see that you're sincere, they will vote with you. They will vote their principles. So that's really the secret of Black Pack. It's not about the person. It's not about the personality. We're about the character, people of good character, not people who are characters.
And then building the trust, right, George?
It's
building the trust. It's don't just tell me what you believe. Show me what you believe by how you live it out. And that, you know, and that makes a huge difference. When Lyndon Johnson said, I'm going to get these folks, you know, and he used some rather derogatory language, but when he said, I'm going to get them to vote for it, what he did was he played a game and yes. he made people believe that he was, he changed what faith and all of those values looked like. And he took a group of individuals who at one point had a 73-75% solid family structure,
mm-hmm.
and destroyed that community down to today where we're at 13%.
We're at 13%. We're not living out our values. But we believe those things. We just don't live them. We're not living pro-life, pro-school choice, and pro-Second Amendment. And those are the three issues we actually really concentrate on. Like I said, we don't get into the personalities because the personalities, sometimes they're clownful.
Sure. Understood. Right. Well, I don't want to deride because I support President Trump a lot.
Mm.
But a lot of people have that ideology or that thought process, or and I won't say a lot. There are a number of folks that have that thought process about him because he's always been a larger than life figure, and especially in the New York tabloids. I mean, he thrived in that environment. But his policies have been just what you said. Pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-God. You know, I mean, all of the things that are at the bedrock of what makes our nation great.
Yeah, President Trump has been a great president. We have a lot of good candidates. As a matter of fact, we're going to break some records. So, I started with flipping Florida. When I moved to Florida, Florida flipped and became red under Jeb Bush. It had never been red before, and the governor's nickname was the He-Coon. So we went from Governor He-Coon to the Bushes, and it's been red ever since. And it's very hard to keep red. Right now, DeSantis, his last election, only won by 32,000 votes. And 100,000 of those were black female, black mothers who were voting for school choice and black pastors that I had met with personally and said, look, if you ever vote Democratic, you can kiss school choice again. You won't have that daycare center. You won't have those feeding programs. You won't be able to be a service to your community
right.
if you ever lose school choice. This is the discussion I have with pastors. So you're welcome to steal this if you're out there, that if you ever vote Democratic in a city or a county or a state, you're not going to have school choice. You're going to have one school system, which right now it doesn't look very safe to send your kids to in any state.
Right.
And you won't be able to infuse your children with the right to say the Pledge of Allegiance or to even say prayer in school.
Let me ask you a question. Let's talk about that for just a minute, because that's been one of the things that was especially one of the things that the BLM attempted to use, and the take a knee crowd and so on, was, well, America, we don't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. We don't want to sing the Star Spangled Banner. America is evil. It's bad. It's always been evil. It's the 1619 Project. Help me, George. Help me.
I feel like the work that I'm doing is 2022, and this should have been done at least in the 1980s. The Republican Party would dominate if they had done what I'm doing in the 1980s. There's no reason the Republican Party hasn't reached out to Black Latins or Asians, people who share their values, and got them to vote for them. It's just laziness or incompetence at the very top of the Republican Party. And I just broke a vow. I said I wasn't going to be mean.
You're good. You're all good. Hey, sometimes the truth hurts. What can we tell you? Sometimes the truth hurts. No, go ahead.
I said for the last 9 days of the election, we need to call a truce. So I need to call a truce for all the people who hate me in the Republican Party, and they happen to be at the very top. So, because we have to come together and win. We got 8 days, 9 days
win
this thing.
Yes, sir.
And we're not going to win Georgia Georgia, Virginia, Florida, all those states are only going to be won by 1% or less. It's not going to be a blowout because the parties, take Florida for instance, where I'm from. There's 5 million Republicans, 5 million Democrats, 2 million independents. What we have to focus on right now is winning these independents. And we have to win them with values and that we're good people. We can't win them by calling them names. We can let the other side call them names. But to win those 2 million people over, to get those 100 to 200,000 votes that Ron DeSantis needs, we need to be working on the independents and the non-party affiliated voters, which is what Black PAC is doing right now in Virginia, Florida, Texas. Uh-huh.
Georgia. It's interesting when you say that, because what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to have Dick Morris on at the top of the hour. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to talk about, does God and morality matter? God and morality matter? And I find it refreshing, but interesting, because I've sat down with so many politicians over the years. And when I present the moral values, the biblical worldview, we finish the conversation and they end up saying something along the line of, well, is that all you care about is God? And I'm like, whoa, you have missed the whole boat. You have, yes. I mean, you want to talk about marriage. You want to talk about the foundations of our culture. You know, what our kids are learning in school. All of these things, that God is at the center of that. And so we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, George, I'd love for you, if you would, to kind of be thinking about how would you put together. I want you to share that message. How do you get people to understand how that's important and in a way where they're going, yeah, I'm on that page. I'm with that, because I hear you and I believe that there are so many people. I've been talking for a long time about this. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about it. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to the Chosen Generation Radio.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to have with me George Farrell. He's the founder of blackpack.gop is where you can find it. blackpack.gop, B-L-A-K or B-L-C-K-P-A-C, but may not be what you think. Give us what those initials stand for, and then I'd ask you to kind of give us how you would speak. And I know you're going to tell us the Latin story, but in reality, folks, if you're black, if you're Latin, if you're Asian, if you're Caucasian, I don't care what your skin tone is, because I believe that what Brother George is about to share with us will connect with your values. And that's what we're talking about. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Pastor. Again, my name is George Farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L, and the organization's blackpack.gop. Please visit the website. Look at our endorsed candidates. You have 9 days to vote. Take a look at who we're backing and make sure you support them in your state. We're almost in every state, but not quite. We were in Colorado, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Florida, where we started, Georgia, Virginia, Texas, and California. So look at our endorsed candidates. And we were talking about how we reach people, how we talk about value. So, and I was just telling Pastor Greg about the manger story, which is when we talk to Latinos or Hispanics, depending on the country they're from, most of them, and the older ones, still celebrate what we call Epiphany, which is the day that Jesus was born. The day the three wise men arrived. So, as we talk to Latinos, because in a lot of countries they don't have trees like we have in Frosty the Snowman or Christmas trees, but they celebrate Christmas and the holidays with a manger. And no matter their income level or poverty level or how wealthy they are, those mangers can be pretty extravagant, sometimes more extravagant than the house. So I love looking at people's manger displays and the work they put it, the whole family puts into it. So on the day that the three wise men arrived, depending on the country, it's either January 6th or January 12th. That's when Jesus is placed in the cradle. The family joins hands. They pray. They eat. And that's also the day that most Latinos or Hispanics get their biggest gifts. They don't get them on December 25th. You know, we were tricked to have Frosty the Snowman and all those kind of cartoons. But because TV was a luxury in a lot of those countries back in the 50s and 60s, they celebrate Christmas, and they celebrate it for 2-3 weeks. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing to watch. My wife is from Costa Rica. She's beautiful. And the families are still very large, and that's what we need to get back to. That's why I'm pro-life. We need to have our large families. We need to start living together and respecting our parents. So with that being said, that's how we talk to Latinos and Hispanics. We talk about family. We talk about values. We talk about the importance of pro-life, the importance of the Second Amendment, and the importance of educating your children with God in their life, with Jesus in their life. When you talk about, when that's allowed, then the children grow up a little bit more stable. So you have to have God or Jesus in your life. And you have to make it a part of your family structure and let that family structure leak out into your school structure. So that's why school choice is so important. We have to decide how we're going to educate our children and put God in their life. And even my Muslim friends have their own schools, and they're very religious, and they're very conservative. You have not met a person more conservative than a Muslim or a Latino. So, because they believe in traditional family values. So Muslims should be voting Republican. I'm telling you, my Muslim friends, even Farrakhan, you should be voting Republican, Farrakhan, and you know it. So
yeah.
Vote your values, folks. Let's come together. We have 9 days left. Look out for your independent and your non-party affiliated friends. Tell them, look, we're voting to save this country. We're voting so we can pray when we want to pray, to who we want to pray to. That's very important. If we keep going down this other road where we're destroying marriage and family, there's going to come a time where you won't be able to pray publicly.
Well, we've gotten pretty close to that. Look what happened to Coach Joe Kennedy. I mean, he was told that he could not pray publicly. Now, the Supreme Court has ruled that he has the right to pray in public. But there's still challenges. Look what's happening with the cake bakers. There's a new cake baker case in California, and Masterpiece Cakes in Colorado. Jack Phillips is having to go back to court once again. You know, and again, the issue here is not, you know, these individuals can go do what they want, but my problem, my challenge that I've had when it comes to the LGBTQ is, once you codify it, which we've done, once you legalize it, which we've done, now the target becomes the children. And that has been the target all along, and that has been the challenge all along. And again, it doesn't stay in the bedroom. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. It once it's codified, then it has to be taught to the kids, and that's a problem for, I think, the majority of Americans, is they don't want their 4 and 5 year olds being indoctrinated into this kind of sexual behavior.
Let me step back, because I've had this conversation with some other pastors. And, you know, there was a time when we first started teaching health, it wasn't even called health or health and sex education. And it wasn't taught until 10th grade. It wasn't taught in second or third grade. Health is what we started with. How we went from health to teaching children how to twerk in kindergarten is beyond me. Second of all, you know, I grew up in Washington, and back then, and I didn't even know this when I was a young man, people kept their sexual issues to themselves. That's your privacy. That's your, I don't want to know what you're, who you're having sex with or how you feel inside. That's your issue. Keep it to yourself. The fact that we have now where people want to openly let everyone know, what sex they are or how they feel about sex, that's not it. Now we got to go back even further. First of all,
we've run out of time in this. No, it's okay. George Farrell, blackpack.gop. Check out the endorsements at the website, blackpack.gop. And George, we'll get you back on the program and have some more conversations about this in the future. I look forward to it. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back with more Chosen Generation Radio, hour number 2. Dick Morris coming up on the other side right after this brief break. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com.
Thanks, Dick Morris. Thanks, Pastor Greg.
You bet.
All right.
Hang on.
You know when you want to have me back on. Oh, sorry.
These are domestic terrorists.
The 6 was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
He's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with your
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.